Waffles Peacock Revisit featuring Ice Beat Slides and Swuda Maleda. Welcome back to the 12th edition of Club Culture. I am your host, Didi Museri. And I think before we even get started, we just need to do one little thing. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions of the world. Yes, 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 yes. We are the champions, you guys. Obviously, we know that South Africa won the World Cup, so we are the reigning World Cup champions of rugby. Yes! Ah, I am so happy. And again, another thing that's making me super happy is the fact that we are focusing today on girl power. This 12th edition is all about women making waves in house music. We've got an amazing British sensation and an amazing South African DJ. These ladies are just killing it in the scene, and they each have their own unique style, which I really dig. And we're going to be featuring them on Shine the Spotlight, coming out later after the music break. I reached out to you guys on WhatsApp, obviously, because, you know, we always have discussions on the show. And today, I mean, I think this is a really sentimental episode for us, because we're going to be discussing the songs that you want to hear on your last day alive, the songs that you want to hear for the very last time before you leave the world. We're going to be discussing those selections, because wow, everybody chose such great songs. And yes, it's not going to be so much of a discussion, but it's going to be more of a reminiscing moment for us. We're going to have a reminiscing moment where we're going to just enjoy the songs that mean so much to us, sentimental songs that we want to hear on our last day alive. That is coming out later when we come back from musical break. So let's get started with the business of music, the reason that we all come together. What is on your playlist? Today's edition comes all the way from Paris. It is a selection of a track from Paris, very popular on the gram. I love this song, and I'm so glad that Vusani and Poyando selected this track. This one's from Emma Peters. She's doing a cover of Giselle by Luigi, and this is the Juicy Cola remix.
Tous les hommes le savent, Ton joli cul, c'est tout ce qu'ils veulent. Et du coup, ils donnent ce qu'ils peuvent. Parce qu'avec toi, on se sent si seul. Avec toi, je me sens si seul. Car tu ne vis que pour les caméras.
That was Giselle by Emma Peters covering Luigi, and it brings us to our discussion, aka our reminiscing moment, as I called it, and we're kicking things off with a track selected by Ofense. Ofense all the way in Mendo. Ofense is our regular degular, you guys, so shout outs to Ofense for selecting this track. This one's from DJ Clock and Beatenberg. Wow, you guys, when last did you hear Pluto? Yo, you know the songs that just sound good in spite of how much time passes? Like, no matter how much the songs age, they sound good still. And Pluto is one of those songs. And all the songs that you guys chose today have that about them. I think all the songs have that in common. These are just like ageless songs. They sound good at any time. The next one comes from Chadwin Williams, and he chose Black Coffee and Diplo, and this one's called Never Gonna Forget You, and it features Elderbrook. Never gonna get it. People that sometimes sing the wrong lyrics. I'm one of those people. Sometimes I like create my own lyrics to a song, and I will commit to those lyrics even though they're wrong, because like, wow. I was Never Gonna Forget You by Elderbrook and Black Coffee. I mean, the song was released like last year, and I mean, it is very suiting of what we're celebrating, the song that you want to hear on your last day alive. And I think this is a great song to sort of go back and just reminisce in a moment in time. So yeah, Never Gonna Forget You. You can be thinking about your life and what your life meant to you, you know? So yeah, it's a great song from Chadwin. We're moving on now to Brett in Cape Town. Brett is going with a classic from Above and Beyond, and this one features Richard Bedford, and it's Sun and Moon. Turn this one up, guys. This is like a trance memorabilia. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry, baby. You are the sun and moon to me. Let me stop. I'm enjoying myself. I'm loving these selections. I love these songs. I mean, we're kind of traveling back in time and enjoying the songs that we haven't heard in a while. And that was one of them. Let's move on to a selection here from Chipiwa. Chipiwa in Bedford View chose another classic. This is Hollis P. Monroe, and it's called Goodbye. Come on, house lovers. We know this song. We got to turn this one up. Goodbye. And lastly, guys, I thought I'm just going to play them back to back. Zweli and Mpo from Johannesburg selected amazing songs. And I think these are great closers to our segment. And Zweli chose Spirit Chasers, This Tears. Mpo selected Julian Gomes featuring Bobby, and it's Love Songs. Come on, this is a proper way to wrap it up. So let's just turn the volume up and just get into this next ones. Wow. Yo, that was a moment, eh? That was a moment. I could relive that like over and over again because wow, we just traveled. Thank you so much for getting involved, guys. Thanks for sending these suggestions. Thank you for sending me the songs that mean everything to you. The songs that you want to hear before you go. I feel like I want to hear those songs too. Like I want to hear that whole mix before I die. I would be super happy. I'd go peacefully. If I could just go peacefully and I could hear those songs, I'd be happy. I'd be like, God, you know what? I'm ready to go. You can take me now. Let's move on, guys. Let's move on to Shine the Spotlight. I did tell you, it's a women's edition. We're celebrating women. It's all about girl power. Yes, this should have happened in August, but it did not. It is happening nonetheless. It doesn't need to be celebrated in August. It can be celebrated any time because guess what? Girls fucking rule. We are amazing. We are celebrating two amazing DJs. Our first producer is Mandisa Khadebe, who was born in Durban. She's famously known as Durban Gogo, and her family relocated to Pretoria when she was younger. Durban, you know, Durban Gogo has traveled, you know, she's not a girl who just lived in South Africa. She's actually someone who also relocated to Paris. Paris is making some, you know, appearances on the show today. She moved to France. She was staying there and she went to a French school. So she speaks fluent French. And, you know, she started DJing in 2017 and she met her DJ muse in Melville in Stones. Shout outs to all the people that used to party in Stones. And she says DJ Venom taught her how to DJ. And when you listen to Gogo, she doesn't really consider herself as just a mapiano DJ. She considers herself a full all-around kind of house music DJ, and I like that. She doesn't box herself into the genre of amapiano. Yes, she's famously known for producing amapiano, but she considers herself a house DJ. You shouldn't box her and put her in one box. I dig that. April 2020, she was featured on Channel O's Lockdown House Party, hosted by Channel O, and she generated a lot of local attention. Kuza Gogo is obviously her most famous release, and it was released in 2021 and it was certified platinum in South Africa. And on 21 August 2021, her first EP, Tokoza Cafe with DJ Dino, was released. Today, we're going to be playing a track from her called Bell. We'll be right back. That was Devon Gogo with Bells, bringing us to our second artist on Shine the Spotlight. I told you that we always focus on local and we feature international acts, and I think we have a special love for the UK. It seems like every single person we feature internationally always come from the UK, and today is no different. I mean, we're celebrating DJ Enz. DJ Enz is known as Anna Marie Odubotti. This is her birth name, but DJ Enz is a stage name. She comes from London and she's currently based in Manchester. Enz has released 5 EPs and 2 production mixes on labels, including Ninja Tune. She also founded the label OTM after gaining some exposure with a series of mixes self-published to SoundCloud. Enz released her first EP, Invitation to Dance. And Enz's career developed significantly during the COVID-19 pandemic. And as a result of her prolific releases this period, she was awarded a breakthrough DJ by DJ Mag. Her next production, Miss Spring Summer Dubs 2020, received positive reviews. Then in 2021, Enz's EP All Hours generated additional critical attention. And tonight we're going to be playing one of the songs that I think Enz is famously known for. Like, if you just Google Enz, this is a song that pops up right there, and it's a very funky tune. It like, it gives me those vibes, like how, you know how DJ Calvin Harris started, I get all the girls, but it's a different sound. It's got this funky old school house feel, and it's cute. It's a cute song. So turn this one up. This is You Could Be featuring George Riley.
Baby.
bringing us to the close of the show. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. Thank you so much for sharing the sentimental songs, the songs that mean everything to you. It was such a wonderful episode. I enjoyed, you know, the ladies that we featured on the show as well. Remember, you can always get involved in what is on your playlist. Send through a message on WhatsApp and send me the songs that you're listening to so you too can be featured on the show. We're going to close off the show with a track from Kamumpela, and this one's called Dali. Good night. Yeah.